Okay. Part three, Carolyn Williams, ballot here. I'm going to read a little bit from my page called The Chemtrail Connection. And I suggest you go to exoticwarfare.com and read that page. Plasma will hold waves, frequencies. Microwaves can likewise be used to generate plasma. Jean-Louis Nadine, who developed plasma applications in regards to reducing atmospheric aircraft drag, he tells us how carbon, lots of that is dumped into the atmosphere, relates to microwaves and plasma. This is a quote. The electromagnetic energy of the microwaves generated by a magnetron is absorbed by the cloud of carbon particles and a plasmoid is produced. Okay, plasmoid is a little ball of plasma. Now, plasmoids can be weaponized. They can be entrained into a beam weapon. Why that is possible is that there are magnetic fields created in this process, and that traps the plasma. Okay, it becomes a pulsed energy projectile. In fact, there is a weapon called PEP, pulsed energy projectile, which is a land-based version of this kind of weapon. It used to be called PIKIL, P-I-K-L, because it can also kill. It can vaporize. Okay, depends on how high they turn it up. So you can produce plasma from a laser or a magnetron, which is a microwave creating device, hitting barium, aluminum, copper, or carbon. So space-based airborne lasers or microwave weapons hitting the metals that are in sprayed in the chemtrails, they have low ionization energy. Okay? This is going to create barium vapor clouds and create plasma. Now, the United States has an airborne laser, and it is on the nose of a jet. But I have talked to Alfred Weber with the Peace in Space, I believe it's .org or it's .com. I'm not sure. They have both. They have peaceinspace.com, peaceinspace.org. And he told me that he had it on good authority that the space-based weapons have been up there since 1977. I talked to Lynn Sergala. She's a physicist who used to work for NASA. She told me they've been up there since 1977 or so. 1976, 1977. We have had space-based weapons. So the United States is in violation of a lot of treaties here. The weapons treaties, and also in violation of the military altering the environment on any kind of permanent basis. This nanotechnology has been being found in plants, being found in animals, it's being found in people, and it's being found in the water. I recently sent samples to be tested of the water from Alpine, Texas, and Dallas, Texas. You could visually, with a magnifying glass, see the nanotechnology. I also sent plant samples from around my house, nanotech from inside my house, and nanotech from my, my urine. You could see the nanotech in there. This is the military permanently altering the environment. There are lots of creatures dying, specifically the cold-blooded creatures and the insects, the snakes and the frogs and salamanders, things like that. They have these nanowires coming out of their eyes, and it's killing them. I would say that's probably an indicator that it's actually in their brain, and that's why they're dying. I also think because they're cold-blooded, they're more susceptible. Since they have started all these high-level chemtrail operations, the sunlight reaching the Earth has gone down. I can't remember if it's 5 to 15% or what, but there's some statistic out there that says that sunlight reaching the Earth has decreased. Now, they need that because it's the far infrared energies that help you break this down. Dr. Staininger, Dr. Hildegard Staininger, who's in Los Angeles, and she's a world-renowned industrial toxicologist, is working on this. And she has found that putting people under far infrared, specifically from a company called MPS Global, because it's the only company that makes the right kind of infrared devices, increases your ability to produce your own infrared. We are naturally infrared emitters. This technology seems to use that up. We're not producing infrared like we should. When she puts you under the MPS Global pad, or they have another device called Edema, which is a big tube you go in, it increases your own body's ability to produce infrared. When you are a strong infrared emitter, you push that nanotech out of your body because it's considered a foreign object by your body. Okay? Because the sunlight has decreased worldwide, I think this is key. They need that sunlight to be reduced worldwide so that we will accept these implants. They also need the viruses, the bacteria, the funguses, the heavy metal, you know, the toxins, because a lowered immune response is needed for your body to accept a foreign implant. That's medical fact. If you have a hip replacement, a heart replacement, a kidney replacement, any kind of implant put in your body, they give you drugs to reduce your immune response so that your body will not reject the implant. I believe that's what's going on here. They're getting us with what is known as a Russian biological cocktail to lower our immune response. They're keeping the far infrared sunlight down so we're not getting replenished with our own far infrared. Therefore, our immune response is lowered and we don't reject the intra-body network, okay? I'm also an herbalist. I've been a natural product buyer for quite a number of years, so I know a little bit about this. Okay, I will come back with part 4.